Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse with Farm Bureau. It was a perfect fit. Graves County farmer Rachel Heath's two broiler houses were getting kind of old and breezy, and as she was exploring an upgrade, she heard about the Governor's Office of Ag Policy on farm energy efficiency cost share grants. She checked with the local Ag Development Council and the Extension Office and is glad she did.
Our barns are old. They're about 20 years old, so I needed to do some major repair work on it. So I got with the Extension Office, and they led me to Doug Overholtz, works with the University of Kentucky, and he came out and he did an energy audit.
That was one of the first steps in the application process for a state ag energy efficiency grant for up to 25% or up to $10,000 toward the project.
He filled out most of that for us and told us what the energy savings would be. We knew all of that going into it, and I can already see a difference.
UK's Doug Overholtz helped her put a percentage figure on the project's potential savings, giving her a shot at qualification.
In order to qualify for this grant, it had to be a certain percentage. I think that was right, around 25%.
As mentioned, she was successful with the grant, resulting in energy efficiency and comfortable chickens.
Oh, yes. Everything we did had to do with conserving energy.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
What do bacon and eggs have in common? Besides being staples on your breakfast plate, they're produced by poultry and livestock farmers that provide safe, healthy, and affordable food choices for you and your family, while also supporting our communities and our state. Kentucky's poultry and livestock sectors support nearly 33,000 jobs and help generate $5.2 billion in ag revenue, helping Kentucky farmers lead the way in providing safe and healthy food for you.
A message from Kentucky soybean farmers and our checkoff.
Graves County farmer Rachel Heath is obviously pleased that she learned about the availability of the state's on-farm energy efficiency and production program. It's set up to be an encouragement for farmers to make those kinds of investments, and that's exactly what it was for her.
Yes, they just went up to $10,000, and my cost on it was $33,000. That's a big help for me.
And it has been for many who've qualified in recent years. For her, keeping a few costs down, making the upgrade possible.
I won't have to borrow as much, so I won't have to pay as much in interest and that sort of thing. And that $10,000 is really going to help me a lot. It helped me out to where I was able to do it.
For this year, that program has been upgraded and will now apply for up to 50% of a project, with the total grant amount going up to $15,000 in possible cost share. For program details, go online to kyagpolicy.com. Click on energy. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.